WMFO.
This is DJ Rizzle King and DJ Slips.
Oh, thanks for introducing me, Thomas.
No
really,
problem.
Really appreciate it.
You know what? It's early. It's 9 a.m. on a Thursday,
it
is every week.
Every time we're here.
We have a great show for you. We're going to change things up a little bit this week. It's going to be a slightly different format.
Is it?
Who knows? I guess we'll find out. This is Dolly Parton.
Here we go. Working.
Watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. On the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working nine to five.
Loose.
How'd you like that one?
I loved it. And, you know, Footloose, Kenny Loggins. Please tell me that's who sang
that
song.
That's who sings it.
Okay,
there you
great.
Go.
So as most of you, if not all of you, probably know, that is from a movie of the same name.
Yes.
But Sam, I have a question for you about
what
that.
What is it? The eponymous name?
The eponymous name.
Yes.
Are you familiar with a character named Willard Hewitt?
Well, I am familiar with a character named Willard Hewitt.
So, for background, Sam and I... As cool as we may seem now, as
yeah,
hip,
yeah,
we did musicals in high school.
Mm-hmm, we did.
And senior year was Footloose the musical.
I believe it was actually Footloose, Footloose colon space,
Footloose
the musical.
Okay, speaking of, you know Star Trek?
No. I'm sorry, I had to ruin that one for you, but I don't. I saw one in maybe the second grade.
Really?
Yeah.
So the second one that came out with Chris Pine and Danny Quinto and Benedict Cumberbatch was in this one was Star Trek Into Darkness. But and it was on a new line, but they didn't put a colon. So you could read it Star Trek Into Darkness or Star Trek Into Darkness.
Interesting. Do you think they purposely... forgot the punctuation?
I think it would have messed up the aesthetic, but it bothers me.
What if, you know what they should have done? They should have done Star Trek, and then with two stars nicely placed, put Star Trek and then a colon of stars, because then it's not in the title, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's also, well, then it is in the title, but it doesn't mess up the aesthetics.
Well, when you have, like, Star Wars is on the outside border of whatever the title is.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Star Wars and then the middle thing.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like that. It all looks the same on the screen.
Oh, classic Star Trek.
You've
Am
never
I right?
seen Star Trek?
No, I've only seen one.
Well, listeners...
Is it that good?
I feel like
people love it.
I really like it. I think... I'm a big music person, and the music in it is great.
All right.
I love Chris Pine. I love...
Okay, do you think he was good in Wonder Woman?
He was fine.
I feel like Chris Pine always does... an okay job at whatever he's doing.
No, I feel like he does a pretty good job. Did you see This Means War?
Yes.
With Reese Witherspoon and
yes.
Tom Hardy.
Yes.
He was good in that.
Yes, but overall that was a bad movie.
Oh, it was a great movie.
Wait. Objectively, bad movie.
From watchability.
Watchability, good movie.
Great movie.
I think I might have even watched it multiple times if it's, you know, shown up on.
I think I've seen it three times.
But I also feel like obviously Tom Hardy was the steal in that. Because Tom Hardy is always the best character in every movie he does.
I disagree.
Really?
Yes.
He's the best character in Inception.
In Inception?
I think so.
What?
And that's an all-star cast. I don't even get me started on any other movie he's been in.
You don't think Juno is the best character in Inception?
I don't know. Also, I haven't seen it in a while. I just really like Tom Hardy.
Okay, that I can get. Did you see Venom?
Yes. Amazing. See,
really?
He was not the movie, he was amazing. Tom Hardy is always amazing, is what I'm saying. And Chris Pine is always fine.
He's always pretty good.
I didn't really like him in the new one, the Wonder Woman. I also, you know what I really didn't like about Wonder Woman? Is you know, in the movie, they speak German in a German accent. But
instead of just
German,
speaking German?
Just speak German. Like, in Inglourious Basterds, the whole thing is in German.
No, yeah, but I mean...
But it works.
But that's Quentin Tarantino.
I know, I'm just saying, it was weird. You don't walk into you don't infiltrate the Nazi camp and be like, Guten Tag, how are you today? And they're all like, oh, I am good. Like, no, it doesn't work like that, you know? So, that was my quandary, my qualm.
Yeah, if I'm being quite honest, I'm looking through his filmography. There's nothing that sticks out to me as a truly spectacular.
Hey, what about that one about the boat? You know, I never saw it, but I saw the commercials for it.
Finest Hours?
Yes. Is that the ocean one?
Yes.
Yeah, I never saw that. It looked like Chris Pine being Chris Pine.
You have a vendetta against Chris Pine.
I don't. I think Chris Pine is Chris Pine in every movie. Like, I don't think he changes character. I feel like he just is Chris Pine.
Okay, I'll give you that.
He's charming, handsome Chris Pine.
Okay. Best actor and best actress of all time in Hollywood. Not all, like, oh, that you know.
Oh, okay.
And I have two boring opinions for it.
Really? Is yours Meryl Streep?
Mine is Meryl Streep.
Yeah, I feel like that's there's no disputing that one.
Young actresses.
Uh-huh.
After seeing Us, Lupita Nyong'o,
Oh, I've not seen. Did you see Us?
It's excellent.
My brother. So my brother texted me. He texted me and my brothers, and he said I'm about to go see Us on the assumption that everything Jordan Peele makes is amazing, but also I'm shaking in my boots.
It was amazing. I was scared, and I didn't have to be, but I went in because I know how scary he can be.
It wasn't scary. It looked horrifying.
I think a higher tolerance for scary than you do.
Really? Yes. I'm not about the scary lifestyle.
It's really good. You should see it.
I can't remember the last time I saw a scary movie, actually. Did you see the Paranormal Activities?
Oh, no. What I don't like, and feel free to agree with me or disagree with me, Sam, or our mm-hmm. listeners, I don't like movies that try to be scary just for the sake of being scary.
Ah, you just like this nice
Paranormal
thriller.
Activity.
What about It? Have you seen IT?
I haven't seen It, but that's not scary just for the sake of being scary. It's a good movie.
I don't think horror movies should be allowed to advertise on YouTube when I'm trying to watch YouTube at night. And
the curse of La Llorona.
And I'm like smashing my computer keyboard trying to get it to close, like quitting all the apps. No, so this is what my brother said. He goes, so I'm about to see Us out of the assumption that everything Jordan Peele makes is good, but I'm, freaking out during the trailers, and I'm wondering if I made a mistake. Response, LOL, it's going to be terrifying for show. But great, I bet. Let us know. KNO. Yes, it's very scary. All caps. That was so good, and I hated every second of it. So that's Aaron Lipsey's review of Us. I buy it.
Oh, that was okay.
That was Aaron. Aaron, I think
we have very different.
If you say brothers, I'm gonna be like, yep, we do. They're totally different.
Sibling group chats.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's your sibling group chat like? This is a very interesting conversation, actually. What's yours like?
It's like I have an interview tomorrow for Welcome Week. And one of the questions is, what's a movie... Actually, this is a good question. What's a movie or TV character that best represents you as a leader?
As a leader?
As a leader. Ooh, as a leader.
I feel like I could come up with one of those where it's like, that best represents all of your flaws.
Yeah. And we were giving... This was my younger sister, and we were giving her ridiculous ideas. So
what would you recommend?
Michael Scott. Dwight. Sean Spencer. Dwight Schrute. Herb Brooks. Captain America. Mr. Krabs.
You know, I've not seen... SpongeBob.
Ever?
Nope. I wasn't allowed to watch as a kid. I wasn't allowed to watch Nickelodeon or Cartoon Network.
What did you watch? Nature movies?
Boomerang. So I watched a lot of Tom and Jerry.
Okay. Your parents let you watch Tom and Jerry?
Yeah. And then
it's
Disney
violent.
Channel. It's not that violent.
It's pretty violent.
It's fake violent, you know?
It's pretty violent.
Apparently, I used to love that. Like, before I could talk, even though I just, like, sit on... I mean, actually, I don't know when you can talk, so maybe that's off. I just sit on the couch and laugh, apparently. But here's my biggest memory of Tom and Jerry, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm over at somebody's house. I don't know them that well, okay? I'm being collectively babysat, basically. And also, you know, we're small, so, like, we didn't know what was going on. So I'm over in this dark, dingy basement of this person's house. I am not, contrary to what you were about to ask, about to be murdered. So I am drinking red Gatorade because I didn't have a choice at that age. They just hand you red Gatorade. Nowadays,
unfortunate soul.
Nowadays, you hand me a red Gatorade. There's no way I'm going to drink that. You know, when was the last time you had a red Gatorade?
Senior year of high school.
Exactly. You don't drink red Gatorade. If you have the choice. So I'm handed a red Gatorade, and I'm watching Tom and Jerry, and I laugh so hard at Tom and Jerry that I spilled the red Gatorade all over this white carpet. And it's not my house.
Have you returned to that house since?
I have never been back to that house.
No, you have not.
I have never been back to that house. It was the most horrified I have ever been. I believe I cried.
How old were you?
Six? Five? Very young.
When do you think... Wait, is this... So you are talking at this point.
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, like yeah. You're way beyond that.
Oh yeah. I definitely shouldn't have spilled it.
Okay. That was my real question.
Yeah. But I was young still. I was young where I was like horrified. You know, like I thought I would be horrified now. Obviously I spilled on your carpet.
So literally the next question I was going to ask is, this is from a Conversation Starters webpage, mm-hmm. which we admittedly use quite often.
Yeah, whatever, yeah.
Are you a good friend?
Am I a good friend?
I would have thought you would say yes, but now I'm not sure.
But now that's tough because I would spill Gatorade.
Just willingly on my carpet.
We're going to have to return this question because do you know what time it is?
Wow, that was quick.
I know. It's what happens when you listen to 9 to 5.
All right. I have a real hot take.
Like a super hot take? Scolding?
Scolding.
Wow.
It will incense some people.
Oh, wow.
And it's not a joke. This is a legitimate
you
opinion.
You really believe this?
This is a legitimate opinion of mine.
All right. Coming up, what Thomas really believes. Okay.
24-hour time is just better.
I don't care enough to... I don't know if I have...
It's just better.
I'm sure it is. Every unit of measurement in Europe is better
it's
than
better.
It's here.
Also, this is a hot take that everybody is clear on. The metric system is way better.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's...
Just so much.
Dude, that's a lukewarm take at best.
It's probably a cold take, let's be honest. But when you're in a class...
Mm-hmm.
And you get given a problem in American units.
With BTU?
And
with
you
the British Thermal
and you,
Unit?
And you, as an American student, don't want to do that problem?
Yeah.
Something's wrong.
Yeah. Okay. I don't disagree with your hot take. I need to get used to the 24-hour time.
You just have to commit to doing it.
I know. I'm so scared, though. It's
not hard.
It's so scary. All right.
What time is 10 o'clock in 24-hour time?
10 o'clock.
In 24-hour time.
Oh, in the morning.
See? That's the confusion.
It's 10 o'clock.
That's why 24-hour time is good.
That's
the difference between...
You said, what time is 10 o'clock in 24-hour time?
Ah, but I was looking for 2200.
I know. But the problem is, to get the time, I have to add 12. So I'm practicing adding 12. So I get good at practicing adding 12.
But eventually, you just stop adding 12 and it's automatic.
Wait. But then when I read the clock... Not when I want to tell someone what time it is. Then when I read it, I have to subtract 12. And, as we all know, subtraction is far more difficult than addition.
It is far more difficult than addition.
I don't know why.
It just is.
It's so hard. So...
It is much more difficult.
All right. I was wondering, for my hot take...
Okay.
If I could substitute my hot take for an idea. Like, maybe it should be... It's like a hot take on what should happen.
Sure.
All right, this is my idea / hot take. You're in the shower, right? You don't want to take the time to A. What's the shampoo?
For the listeners out there, Sam just took his hands and wildly waved them above his head.
So
like,
first,
what's this thing?
First, you got to shampoo. Then you gotta...
Is this an idea for a device?
No. Then you gotta condition and the body wash and the face wash. Why would you do all that? What if we operated our showers like a car wash? You stand in and it sprays soap at your hair, right? And then it sprays water, and then it sprays soap all over your body, and then it washes it off and it does it all for you. And you can press, like, you can go in the shower and like be like, quick shower, I gotta go in like 2 minutes, and it's like just sprays it all at once. You know what I mean? Done with the shower.
I think that would kill someone. Someday, somehow, it would.
It wouldn't be an aggressive spray.
That sound you made it seem like that.
I suppose. What do you think of the idea? You'd be like, I don't like it.
I'm not a fan.
Really?
Yeah. I like having control over my own...
You could.
...showering experience.
You could. You could be like, 5 minutes for shampoo, 5 minutes for conditioner.
5 minutes for shampoo?
If you want to take a long shower, I suggested the quick shower, which kind of, like, but the cool thing is it would spray the shampoo out of the shower head.
I don't like that.
It's like a car wash.
I don't like that.
Why? What's wrong with that?
It's the only thing separating humans from cars.
Oh. All right, on this topic, what order do you do, like, the shampoo, the conditioner?
Oh, I don't have a set order.
I think... I don't have a set order either, but I think I usually almost always do shampoo first. I think I usually do shampoo, body wash. No, shampoo, face wash, body wash, conditioner.
I think I do shampoo, body wash, conditioner, and then I don't do face wash in the shower.
You know what totally changed my life? And I'm totally serious about this.
Is it Clearasil face wash?
No, I'm not making an advertisement. So, in the 7th grade, I was talking with a friend. And we were talking, we were having this very discussion. I said, I always do body wash first. And he was like, I know, I always do body wash last. And I was like, that's so weird. And he was like, no, because when you wash your hair and face, all of the suds go onto your body. And then you have to use the body wash to wash off those suds. And ever since then, I've taken to doing body wash at least second to last.
Wow. What a revelation.
It really changed my life. I'm serious. Changed my life.
So I have another question for you. What is the order of your morning routine? And well, rapid fire. Bullet list.
Wake up. Go to the bathroom. And I brush my teeth. And then I get in the shower. So now, but here's a key difference. Before I came to college, I always showered and I would brush my teeth right before I left for school.
Mm-hmm.
But that's because I would eat.
Eat, yeah,
and
yeah.
Then brush
my
teeth.
I would do the same thing.
But here, that's not really an option. I love eating. And then, I mean, obviously I don't like the feeling, but it's so much better to eat and then brush your teeth.
Oh, so, yeah.
But here I have to brush my teeth and then I have to then go eat. So I try to brush my teeth as early in the process as possible so the toothpaste gets out of my mouth so that when I go and I drink apple juice in the morning, it's not disgusting.
Yes. I have accidentally done that with orange juice before. It's the worst thing ever.
Yeah. Did you see that they, you know, there's this joke, there's like a Lay's flavor, like toothpaste and orange juice?
You I'd buy that.
You'd buy that?
No.
Oh.
Not in the slightest.
Now, wait. Would you purchase it or would you buy it? Do you see the difference? Like, would you physically pay money for it, or do you buy it?
I would do neither.
Okay, you neither figuratively buy it.
Nor literally would buy it.
Yes. Now, here's the real thing. Remember last week you had your own PSA?
What was my PSA?
About CPR.
About CPR, yes.
Yeah. Well, so I appreciated that PSA, I will say. And in honor of that PSA, I'm going to play a song, okay?
Okay.
It's the song. Now, this is the song I believe.
Is it by Queen or is it by the Bee Gees?
It is by the Bee Gees.
Okay.
Would you like the Queen version? No.
No, I will say what the Queen version is after this.
All right. Here is Stayin' Alive. Wow, it's just so classic. Just every part of this song is so iconic.
All right, this is Stayin' Alive.
Mixes in with mine, the way it feels to be completely intertwined.
Was Maroon 5, preceded by the Bee Gees. The other song, so as Sam so aptly mentioned, you can do CPR to that song. That's the beat.
That is
one,
yes,
two, three, four. You can also, unfortunately, do CPR to a song that is less uplifting.
Less uplifting?
Is how I would maybe describe it. From the context of CPR, you really, you know, you're trying to save somebody's life. So the last thing you want is to be thinking of a song in which it's about people dying, for lack of a better term.
Oh, wait, what?
Is that what not what the song is about?
I don't, what's the song?
Another One Bites the Dust by Queen.
Ooh!
Also works.
Yeah, yeah, that one's not great.
It's not
well,
great.
Hey, you could use it as motivation. You know, like, done. Can't let another one bite the dust.
Remind me never to receive CPR from you.
Oh, please don't. It's going to be so bad. You're just going to have be bruised afterward. Oh, is that a thing? Like,
good CPR breaks ribs.
Oh, gee, you should put that on a t-shirt. Good CPR breaks ribs. That's what a slogan, huh?
Yeah, what a slogan.
All right. DJ Rizzo King, whoops. You know, turns out you have to turn up the music.
Wow, shocker.
I know, right? Well, it's about that time. That about sums it up. What might that about sum it up for you?
So I will give something that we were going to talk about later in the show, but I think it sums it up pretty well, actually.
Oh, really?
I was at a concert last night.
Oh.
And this concert was for four fantastic musicians who are seniors in the Tufts Orchestra. And a bunch of us, about 12 people, those four included, auditioned for a competition that... Mm-hmm.
Un concerto?
Where you audition with a concerto, which is something that a soloist plays with an orchestra backing them. And you audition with just a regular accompanist. And if you win the competition, you get a chance to play that movement of your concerto with the Tufts Orchestra in 2 weeks from now.
Oh, 2 weeks geez. Time.
2 weeks from now.
Someone's got to practice.
That person happens to be me this year.
Ah.
I'm a sophomore and I have never been in the orchestra. So the conductor, who I think rightfully, you know, wanted to give the other musicians, especially the seniors, a chance to perform with an orchestra, added another concert.
Mm-hmm.
And he was explaining why he added the concert. He said, mm-hmm. you know, we have these four wonderful seniors and I wanted to give them an opportunity. And there weren't that many people at this concert,
yeah.
but I went because I felt like I should show support.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and you stole the opportunity from them, yeah. So you went.
I just deflated visibly.
So you went.
And he was explaining, and he goes, secondly, we have a concerto competition, and we have a winner. It's Thomas Rosolio. He'll be playing the Greek piano concerto. And just every person in that hall who knew who I was, which was probably about half,
mm-hmm.
just turned and looked at me.
Like accusingly?
Like slightly from some people, but it was just the most uncomfortable I've been in a long time.
And that about sums it up.
Because I don't like, believe uh-huh. it or not, even though I like to perform and I like musicals and stuff,
yeah,
I don't like being the center of attention.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I am myself. When I play Shrek,
yeah,
I'm
I understand.
Totally happy to be the center of attention.
I actually get that. So in my public speaking class, they're like 17 people. Less, actually. There's like 15 people. So you really, they all know who you are, right?
Right, exactly.
Whereas if you're performing for like 1,000 people, you can put on like a caricature of yourself. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you can just like act. And it's and no one, and you don't have to look at anyone's face because it's 1,000 people. Whereas like if it's 17 people who know who you are, then you have to not only be yourself.
That's the most nervous.
But then you also have to look each one of them in the eye.
Yes.
I understand that.
So that about sums it up for me. What do you got, DJ Slips?
All right. This is where I'm at right now. I have recently been diagnosed with plantar fasciitis.
Over the phone.
I got phone diagnosed with plantar fasciitis. For those of you who don't know, it's a serious, serious foot pain. And you know, people living with plantar fasciitis, I'm reading this out of the PSA book, of course. People living with plantar fasciitis, the first step is awareness, okay? So, and I really, here's the thing. My plantar does not define me. So yesterday, did you attend recess?
As a child?
No! Yesterday there was a recess.
No, I had so much to do yesterday. I was very upset I couldn't go.
Teardrops on my guitar. Well, I attended recess yesterday, and it was great fun. There was one of those things where you jump, like, free fall, and you land in the pit. Yes.
Oh, I can't believe I missed it. Very
but
sad.
But I did it. I climbed it, and I also climbed the rock wall once. A little scary, but I did it in spite of my plantar fasciitis, and that about sums it up. Also, I haven't really done anything this week. It's kind of a light week, so kind of been taking this one off.
I love how you just put that, like, real casually at the end of the segment.
Also, I don't really have anything to do except be on the radio.
Also,
so.
I'm not being productive at all right now in my life, and my life is falling apart around me. But anyway.
Yep, there it is. Oh. No. But is this week bad for you? Would you say?
Yes.
Oh.
Short answer, yes. I have a
teardrops on your guitar.
I would say there are many teardrops on my guitar at the
really?
Moment.
Really? I'm so sorry. That's really upsetting.
Yeah, I think... So we had a brilliant idea.
Oh, really?
We have a group presentation next Wednesday, and it really needs to be done by Monday.
Classic.
Because that's what... We need to have it done by Monday. So we had this brilliant idea that we were... And 3 out of the 4 of us are going home over the weekend. So we had this brilliant idea that we would schedule a meeting with our professor today to make sure that we had stuff down.
Uh-huh.
We don't have as much down as we needed to.
Ooh, really?
And that meeting is at 12:30. That said, the thing is, we know all of it. We know what we need to write, so we can have an intelligent conversation.
Yes.
And on top of that, I have a presentation that is at 1:30. Or 13:30, as is correct time.
Oh, wait, so you know what's sad?
What?
Our show's still at 9.
It's at 0900.
Yeah. Oh, well, so from 0900 to 10, is it 1000? Or you know, I assume you don't say the 010. That would be weird. That's saying like FIFA 012.
You say 10.
Yes.
Well, there's no extra.
What about at 1000? No.
No.
Wait, but why do you say 0900?
Because there's an O in front of it.
What? What's the difference?
Honestly, it's the number of syllables. You don't...
0900?
You don't say 1000 because it's weird.
What?
1,000 hours.
0900 is 4 syllables.
It has to be
10
more.
10 is 1 syllable.
It has to be more than it has to end up being more than 3 syllables. I'm making this up as I go along.
Whoa. What do you say for 10?
I say 10 o'clock.
What?
Yeah. That's kind of the only. Well, also, because we live in America, I can't say, I'll see you at 16:30. I have to say, I'll see you at 4:30.
That would be weird if you said that.
And I think I would get a lot of really, really annoyed looks from people like, you pretentious jerk.
I don't know if I view military time as pretentious. I view it as militaristic, perhaps.
The other reason I have it is I have... It took me a full second to process that. I also have... I mean, I currently wear an analog watch, but when I am working, I work as an EMT, and I wear a digital watch. So, and when you input the information into your patient records, you have to do it in 24-hour time.
Yeah.
So there's no ambiguity. So I have my digital watch in military time.
And you have to do plus 12?
No, I have it in military
time. Oh, you have your digital... Oh!
Yeah.
Okay.
So when
Well, that's nice because you don't have to actually know what time it is. You can just copy it down.
Well, exactly.
But also, you're good at military time.
I am.
Now let me ask you, what sparked this military? Because okay, so for those of you who are listening, Thomas is weird. Also, he has his phone in military time.
I do have my phone in military time.
Yes, and it puts
an extra O at the beginning.
It does. But I also I'll be like, Thomas, what time is it? And he'll like hand me his phone. I don't know why. And then I'm like, you didn't answer my question with that. I can't read this.
So I don't know if you remember, but my phone has been like this since before I met you.
Years.
Before I met you.
Yeah, I can't remember a time when it wasn't.
Yeah.
Why?
I wanted to be cool and edgy in seventh grade, if I'm being totally honest.
That's the least cool and least edgy way to do it.
Because my cool uncle, who worked and was like a police officer, was in the military, has his phone in military time, and I wanted to be like him.
Do you know what I heard was a good way to be cool and edgy? Is if you wear,
I'm trying to think, if
you wear a shark tooth necklace.
I hate you so much.
I think if you wore a shark tooth necklace, I don't know, to the first day of a new school, I think that really would, I think that would really make you cool. What do you think?
I decline to comment.
What is it, you know, in the, you know, those congressional hearings where they're like, I plead the Fifth Amendment. Now, the Honorable Mr. Rosolio, can you tell us what you were thinking that was going through your head on that day you wore that shark tooth necklace?
I'm going to pull a Mission Impossible and say I can neither confirm nor deny details of any operation without the Secretary's approval.
All right, thank you for that terrible answer. Can you tell us why you thought to wear perhaps a bright turquoise shirt with that shark tooth necklace?
Did I really?
I think you wore... I don't know if you still have it. It's like a bright blue or turquoise plaid shirt is what I remember you wearing to school.
Please don't tell me I wore that shirt. I know.
Do you know what shirt I'm talking about?
Was it this shirt?
Yes. Oh my god. We're gonna put the shirt up on our Facebook page after the show. What is it? Let me see.
It's blue, green, and orange, short sleeve button down.
Ooh, that plaid. Is a tough. This hair is very interesting.
That was from before I met you.
How did you even get your hair to look like this?
Well, swipe the other way on my phone. There's more.
Oh my gosh.
I cannot wait
for these to go on the Facebook page. And now that I've said that they're going on the Facebook page, they have to go on the Facebook page.
I did my first communion in a ponytail.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh! Doesn't that not count as your first communion? Don't you try to walk up and they're like, no, sit down, not today, not for you. That doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't, believe it or not.
That's surprising.
The really crazy thing is the faith my mother had that I would figure it out eventually.
That is a lot of faith. I'm not sure my mom was like, you're getting a haircut today. And I was like, okay, like, I guess, you know.
Looking back on it, I'm glad she didn't, but then I'm also wish she had.
So would you say that your life is a circus?
I'm not going to respond to that.
It's a pretty good transition. You know there are two types of people in this world? Of people in the world, the ones that entertain and the ones that observe. Well, baby, I put on a show kind of girl. Don't like the back seat, gotta be first. I'm like the ringleader, I call the shots. I'm like a firecracker, I make it hot. When I put on a show, feel the adrenaline.
Moving through my veins, spotlight on me, and I'm ready to break. I'm like a performer. see what you can do. I'm running this.
It is now exactly 9:45, or 9:55 minus 20 seconds.
Wait, what?
9:44 minus...
Wow, there you go.
It's 9:44.
I was like, whoa!
What?
What?
That wasn't us? Thomas, what just happened?
We pranked you.
You were pranked.
You were pranked.
You've been pranked. Yeah, right. No, that was from the show last week.
That was from the show last week, which was a fantastic show, and you should go listen on the archive. Listen.
Yeah, you should. What do we got going on here?
Well, we have about 2 minutes until the 9:45 time.
Oh, so we're going to play our favorite game on the show.
We're going to test my reading aloud skills.
Yes.
Annoyed by all the noise from planes departing Logan Airport?
Yes.
Are you annoyed by all the loud airplane noise from flights departing Logan Airport these days? Wait. Our towns west of Boston are affected by increased airplane noises due to the FAA's Highways in the Skies decision. This means that every single airplane departing the runway 33L on days with northwest winds continues
That's
on four narrow
so
paths
specific.
Over specific neighborhoods with near constant noise as a result. Boston West Fair Skies is trying to change this. For more information, including how to join the mailing list and file complaints with Massport on your elected officials, please visit bostonwestfairskies.org, a public service announcement from Boston West Fair Skies and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Can you read the part about runway LL on Thursdays with winds?
This means that every single airplane departing the runway 33L on days with northwest winds. That's
so specific.
Okay, as far as
let's be like, every time a plane that is more than 12 feet and 8 inches longer than the average length of the average plane is painted blue with a touch of green and an accent of orange, that plane will be headed southeast on Fridays and Tuesdays, but only on the 8th and 14th days of the month.
I'm trying to think if that even works.
I don't know. It might.
I don't think it does.
Oh, too bad.
So there aren't really that many things in this PSA binder. Of all the things to have a PSA about, airplane noise.
I respect that. I think it would be annoying. You know what else is annoying?
Not this segment.
It's a great segment.
It's a fantastic segment. It's the best segment, really.
I do enjoy it to a lot.
Although I will say, I think we have found a keeper in our quarter after segment.
I do enjoy hot takes. Oh, also, I should say, this is actually very important, but... Quote, here at WMFO on Saturday, May 4th, tune in to hear some of your favorite local musicians. Between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m., WMFO will host 9 bands and musicians. Yes, folks, that is 9. And yes, folks is written. Please tune in to WMFO 91.5 for Live Music Day. We've got the Cast Irons, Anthony, last name I can't pronounce, Peter Peric, Danielle Maraglia with Lisa Bastoni, Lily Black. Isn't she famous? I don't know, 62 Ghosts, Will Daly, Flight on Fire, and Celebutant. All right, DJ Rizzo King, sweatpants or real pants?
Real pants.
Proud of you.
But I'm not wearing a belt.
Ooh.
Which is, I don't know if you are...
Minus two. Minus an arbitrary two.
Yeah, what is the scale?
No, it's an arbitrary two.
So, yeah, I would say I got, even though I've been up for a while, I got dressed rather quickly.
Uh-huh. When did you get up?
7 a.m.
What? Why?
I was working,
Holy cow.
I finished something at 11:15 last night, and I was supposed to schlep to the library and do work there, and I couldn't.
Wow. I got up at like 8:35 today. I haven't showered today.
That's disgusting.
First of all, you haven't showered.
Second, I did shower.
Today?
Yes.
Oh.
Aha.
First of all, You usually don't shower before radio.
I sometimes don't shower. Usually don't shower.
See? You're disgusting. Not just physically. Okay.
On the inside.
On the inside. You're rotting.
We're all friends here at WMFL.
We're all friends here. We never answered the am I a good friend question. All right. We'll get to it. I am wearing sweatpants today.
Yeah, there's no way around it.
There's no way around it.
You're also wearing a blue Patagonia quarter zip.
I am. And actually, here's what's interesting. You know what's in here? I don't even know what's in this quarter zip pocket. Here we go. Ready?
Is it 5 pounds of butter?
Thomas, would you let them know what's going on?
I don't know what that is. Is that chapstick?
It is chapstick. Chapstick.
There's more.
There's more.
This is his breast pocket. A glove.
Yeah. A chemistry glove. But wait.
Another chemistry glove?
Oh, the full set. Yeah, I don't know why.
Give me one of the chemistry gloves and you put on the other chemistry glove.
Wait, but then I can't use them if I ever need them.
You're not going
to
need them.
You never know, man. What if I have to perform CPR, but they haven't showered? Then I, you know, like what I have to perform then CPR on you?
So there's a good Samaritan law.
Uh-huh.
That just means you're a bad Samaritan.
Why?
Because you wouldn't want to perform CPR on someone who hasn't showered without gloves?
Well, I mean, if I had the gloves.
Okay. I'm not gonna lie.
What if I need to perform CPR, but they have a huge open wound on their chest?
You just do the CPR.
What if I have the gloves?
Open wound.
Like gouging, bleeding wound.
I'm not saying
I wouldn't do the CPR.
Do the CPR, but then I know, like, the paramedic's gonna show up and say, "You had time to put on gloves?"
Well, I'm going
to
say, hey, man, I don't know what the wound is all about, okay? And maybe I was walking around with gloves.
On.
Yes.
I did that once, actually, after radio. The same situation happened.
Why do I have so many neoprene gloves in my pockets?
But Sam had they were nice purple gloves, and Sam made me a bet. He said, "I bet you won't wear those to the dining hall." And not only did I wear those to the dining hall, I wore them throughout the course of the meal that followed.
Wow. Which hand?
Both.
Oh, you had both on?
I had both on.
Wow, you must have looked super weird.
I think I looked awesome.
No, because I here's the thing. If you'd worn one, I think people would have been like, oh, haha, like, he's kind of a joke.
He's imitating the chemistry
teacher. Yeah, like this, that, and the other thing. But if you wear both, people were like, oh, you don't want to touch stuff. Like you're wearing those for a reason.
I did not think of that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
People thought you were germaphobe. Would you, you know those people who wear the mask?
Mm-hmm.
Mask around? I don't buy it.
If
there's a reason, obviously, but
if I had tuberculosis,
okay. Yes, if there's a reason, but like, some people just wear them.
Yeah, I don't see the need.
That was very John Mulaney-esque. If I had tuberculosis,
yeah, I do take some of my cadences from John Mulaney these days.
If your babysitter was Gary Busey, yeah, exactly.
Well, it's a fantastic stand-up special. Kid Gorgeous at Radio City.
Yes, thank you for advertising one of the most popular radio special or
comedy specials of the last year.
Yes,
fantastic show.
Okay, yeah, but would you ever do that? Are you afraid of that? Yo, listen to this, okay?
If the plague returned, yes.
How horrible would that be?
There's a cure for it.
Oh, I guess it wouldn't be so bad. I also feel like the conditions in which you get the plague just don't exist here anymore.
Yes, right? I know. There have been documented cases of the plague in, like, California.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
What?
You're
telling me that the plague, as in the bubonic?
So I Googled
bubonic with a B?
So I Googled...
Yeah, people are always like, billion with a B?
I Googled cases of bubonic plague, and the first autocomplete is cases of bubonic plague in California.
What?
So...
That's horrifying. You know what else is horrifying?
Oh, gosh.
What?
Plague is widespread in much of California, including the Sierra Nevada mountains and foothills. In a typical year, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports about 10 cases of plague in humans per year in western United States.
That is horrifying. Also.
That too.
Also, what is with there being an S at the end of centers? It never sounds right. Centers for Disease Control. It should be Center for Disease Control.
No, there are multiple centers.
But isn't it one agency?
It's one agency.
Hold up.
But it's like,
I'm about to sound really dumb. Is it center as in literally like a health center? Or is it like, and that's why there's multiple? Or is it like the center?
It's the first one.
Oh, really? It's not like
It's not like Atlanta is the middle of all disease control.
No,
for the world.
I don't even mean physically. I mean more like here we have a center for disease control, like that. You know, we're a department. You know, so, and then we have
oh Sam
other. I don't think that's an unreasonable.
So what does
thing.
NIH stand for?
National Institute of Health. No.
National Institutes of Health.
Oh, see, that's weird.
No, because there are multiple institutes. There's the clinical center.
But it's all within one national institute.
There's the National Cancer Institute.
Okay, let me give you an example. It's not Universities of California, okay, at Berkeley. It's University of California at Berkeley. Center for Disease Control, Atlanta.
But it's like, that's like having... it would be like having a university, like uh-huh. having something at a college, and then also having a trade school, and then also having a Zumba class. They're different things.
Is it though?
Yes.
Tufts University, :, Zumba class.
I disagree fervently.
Huh.
Well, let us know what you think about this. If you think it's weird, listeners, 855-915-9636.
You think it should be... Tufts
University, because that's the definition of a university is that it has these specific undergraduate and graduate programs, but a center for a specific type of disease.
But is there not a CDC headquarters in Atlanta? That's where it's located. The CDC.
The CDC, that is the CDC headquarters. Everyone just calls it the CDC.
I feel like it should be the center, as in like the universal, like we take care of diseases, Center for Disease Control, and then there's a Center for Disease Control, :, Center for Disease Control, :, plague. You don't think so?
I did, no.
You fervently disagree, as you said earlier, to quote you about 18
okay,
seconds
okay,
ago.
Okay, this is from the CDC website.
Okay.
As the nation's health protection agency, CDC... saves lives and protects people from health threats. What is it missing there?
I don't know.
The word "the." Because if you read it out, it goes as the Nathan's Health
Protection
Agency. I'm
not disputing what it's called. I'm disputing that it should not be called that.
No.
They should. I think it should say the CDC.
No, because it stands for centers.
I know. But what I'm saying is it shouldn't. I'm saying it shouldn't be called centers. It should be center.
Well, you know what? Here, get a pen and write this phone number down. 800-232-4636 is the phone number for the CDC. Bring it up with them.
I will. I'm calling and be like, sir, what huge and horrifying illness do you have? I'll be like, disappointment is my illness. I'll be like, also plantar fasciitis. What do you got?
Like, what in all the centers, what do you got for that?
Can you imagine if you called the CDC and were like, hey, man, I have an inflamed... foot muscle. What are you guys going to do about
this? This is honestly, it's a hotline about immunization. So,
oh, that was the one.
That's what that phone number was.
Also, there's no way they're going to be able to give me information on the name. What kind of phone number are you giving me?
The Google phone number.
Oh.
Yeah, I will say we wish we had a producer at this show so that we could say ridiculous things and then have someone else look them up and just spoon feed them to us.
That would be really cool. Now, in our last minute, I think we can return to the pretty sappy topic. That we're left with.
Are you a good friend?
Are you a good friend? That was the conversation topic, I believe it was. No?
I do believe that is the conversation topic at the moment.
I would be honored to hear you say right now on the air. Say it. You're like, you're a horrible friend.
Sam's a fine friend. No.
Sam is the Chris Pine of friends.
I am the Tom Hardy of friends.
And you are Thomas is the Tom Hardy of friends. Thomas is great in everything he does. And I am just fine. Yeah.
No, I'll give a quick anecdote that I think is.
Oh my gosh, are we gonna share real personal stories?
I'll give one personal
outside
story.
Outside of the cloak of our personalities.
Although this is always the story that I tell when someone goes, you know, describe your friendship with Sam.
Okay, I'm excited.
I had a really bad day. It was a Sunday, January or February of senior year, early February, I think. And
it was senior year.
Did I say junior year?
You did.
Oh, no.
I'm totally off.
Or February of senior year.
It was February.
And I think 1st of February, something like that. And I had a horrible, just atrocious day. To date, one of the worst days of my life. And Sam, along with two other friends, without telling me,
It was a Sunday at 10 p.m. We had school the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Showed up at my house and goes,
get in the car.
We're going to get ice cream. Because it was a Sunday at 10 p.m. in the middle of February or the beginning of February, everything was closed. So instead, we got brownies from a grocery store and ate them in the parking lot.
That was fun. I view my role as showing up outside of your house unannounced to peer pressure you into going to get food.
You do that a startling amount.
A couple times here and there.
A couple times a week?
I don't do that a couple times a week. I've done it 3 times.
That's not true.
Truly unannounced.
Truly unannounced?
3 times where I've literally just called you and be like, I'm actually outside your house right now.
But there have been a lot of times when you're like, Thomas, I'm on my way to your house. Be ready. And I'm like, I need to do homework.
You're like, no.
And then
do you remember the time you left your backpack in my car?
Yes, it was me.
So you were like, will you come get it? I was like, I'm not going to do that. I was like, that this seems to be, just don't do anything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because my computer was in your car.
I was like, yeah, you're just going to have to, that's going to be a tough one. That's going to be tough.
So my am I a good friend?
Thomas, we've been friends for how long now?
8 years.
8 years?
Yeah.
Really?
Something like that.
Holy cow.
7 years.
Seven. Almost eight. Almost nine, really. So Thomas, I'll tell you this. You're my longest friend, my oldest friend. Also my age oldest friend.
Yes,
right. You're an old man right now.
I'm about to turn 20.
21.
21.
I know.
Wow.
This is going to be a great birthday. I'm very excited.
It's going to be fantastic.
Anyway, I do think you are a good friend. Or I wouldn't do this radio show with you.
This is the ultimate testament to our friendship.
Exactly. What a castle we have built.
We think our show is pretty great.
We do.
If you think our show is pretty great, give us a call in.
Yeah, or email us.
Or
actually, message us on Facebook.
We won't check the email.
We haven't checked the email. Who knows how long?
Yeah, it's been
really
a long time. But on that note, I am DJ Rizzle King.
And I am DJ Slips. Thank you so much for listening. This is Anything and Everything. We'll see you next Thursday, 9 a.m.